Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Hebrews 6, I want you to just notice this verse and thought here, verse 5. He talks about people who have been enlightened, who've tasted the heavenly gift to receive Jesus, and he goes on to talk about and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. And he's talking about some of the things we won't go into right now, but this is things that are happening right now. People get enlightened to their need of salvation here and now. People receive Jesus here and now. People receive the Holy Spirit here and now. People taste of the Word of God here and now. What else can you do here and now? You can taste or experience the powers of the world to come. You can taste of what's coming up. Soon and very soon, we're getting out of here. And the Lord's changing all this. The heavens and earth are going to be changed and no more curse. And we're not going to operate like we did when we were in this body and in the curse-filled earth. Amen. Jesus, when His body was quickened from the grave, raised the third day, He appeared in a different form to people that knew Him. And they didn't recognize Him. And they were locked. You remember the doors were locked? And He comes right inside without use of a door. And then He says, "Touch me. Handle me." A spirit doesn't have flesh and bone. You could touch Him just like you can touch your own arm. And yet, He's operating in some powers that's different from this world. Is that right? Yes. Well, we're getting glimpses of the powers of the world to come. Amen. And when you see things like Him walking on the water, when you see things, some of these miracles that happened in the book of Acts and other places, these are manifestations of things that are, we'd say, miraculous. They're beyond the normal laws that govern physics in this realm and the normal procedures of things, how long it takes things to happen and what it takes for something to happen. Somebody say tasting.
Tasting.
Of the powers
of the world
to come. Hallelujah. Now, why don't you look at the verse again. Put the verse back up there. If I just cut that verse in half, hardly anybody would have issue with it. How many would confess, "I have tasted of the good word of God"? How many would confess? See, you don't think twice about that. You expect that. How many think our faith expecting the rest of the verse could come up from where it is? We don't want to just be heady and intellectual, and all we do is talk about knowledge and more knowledge and understanding and more understanding and wisdom and more wisdom, and all we want to do is go to service and take some more notes. We're always going to need teaching. We're always going to need preaching. But we must not just be heady and intellectual and only open to tasting of the good word of God. We also need to be hungry. Yes. I said hungry.
Yes.
To taste of the powers of the world to come.
Yes.
Now, we're not talking about Harry Potter. That's a bunch of junk.
Yes.
And it's not a matter of you developing powers that you can focus and conjure when you will. Mm-mm. It's not how it works. We're talking about the gifts and manifestations of the Spirit that happen as He wills. But they're real. And they're amazing. And one reason they're called signs and wonders, they'll make you wonder. You'll look at it, you'll hear it, and you'll go, "Woo! How did that happen? What happened?" Hallelujah. Would you like to taste more? The Bible said, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Well, His Word is good. We know this. How many would confess His power is good too? His power is good. We don't want to be a bunch that has a form of godliness but don't care about the power and denies the power. We want to have what Jesus had as He walked the earth. We want to have what the church had in the beginning days of the church, in the book of Acts, right? Did they taste of some powers of the world to come? We read about a man who's under the anointing and preaching, and the next thing you know, he's in another city miles away. And he faster than you could get there in any airplane. Bible said he was translated. Now, how's that work? Anybody like to find out? You think? Oh, you think you do. You might be tempted to be a little scared. Oh yeah, you got flesh. We just got through reading in 1 Corinthians. It's going to be a surprise to your flesh. And that's the same Holy Spirit you've known since you were born again. But I don't know about you, I haven't done any translating yet. I couldn't say I'm used to it. I don't know how it works. But I suspect you begin to feel some kind of a pull. Hallelujah. And all at once, you're not here. You're there. That's powers of the world to come. Hallelujah. We see resurrection power, raising people from the dead. We see healing power. People lifelong, born with birth defects and in their legs and their body and their ears and every other part, and we see just like that heal. We see Peter walking by people and his shadow come across them and they just get healed and stand up and walk away. Now what men have done is they have focused on men and attributed these powers to Jesus because He's the Son of God. But don't you try that at home, because you ain't the Son of God. And who are you kidding? And He did handpick a few and gave them some power. But when the last apostle died, all that ceased. You know what that person is? They're one who denies the power of God. They're trying to explain away why we should not even expect any manifestations in our time. I don't go for it. I don't believe it. I believe we are a part of the very same church as the book of Acts. Got the same Holy Spirit, same name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You believe it, don't you? Well, then we ought to have the same kind of manifestations. Go with me to John 14, please. John 14. Acts 10:38, put that up for us. You go to John 14. We'll move a little quicker this way. In Acts 10:38, it says how God did what? He anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Ghost is an old English word. It means spirit. The Holy Spirit. And no, He didn't have to say this other part. What does He say? And with power. With power. Why? Did Jesus operate in this power? A lot of people would say, well, because He's God. That's not true. That's just not true. He is God. God manifested in the flesh. But how many understand God does not need to be anointed? He is the anointer. Somebody's getting ready to get upset right then until the Lord said that. Until you can explain that, you better hold off on getting upset. Yes, Jesus is God. God manifested in the flesh, was before, during, and after. But The Bible tells us in Philippians and other places, He laid aside His mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men. Amen. If He really became like another man, then He's not operating in the omnipotence of God and in the omniscience of God. And if He's operating like another man, then you could understand He needs to be anointed.
Yes.
For things to happen, if He's really operating as a man. And He was. And we have no record of any miraculous things happening when Jesus was a child or a teenager or in his 20s. And if you read some kind of apocryphal, extra-biblical writings that say that, then it's not true. Because the Scripture tells us that the first miracle, the Bible says it first, was the turning of water into wine at the wedding feast of Canaan. And that was after Jesus was baptized in the river. And when He came up, the Holy Spirit came down on Him, hallelujah, in a bodily shape and form as a dove. And He came out in the power of the Spirit. And that's when we begin to see manifestations. Deliverances, healings, miracles. How many know speaking to the wind and the waves and speaking to the fig tree and walking on the water and these kind of things? What are you seeing? We're seeing manifestations. That's not how people operate down here right now. So what are we seeing? We're getting a glimpse of the powers of the world to come. But it didn't stop with Jesus. We continue to see things happening in the book of Acts because it's the same Holy Spirit. And He's still anointing people. I said He's still anointing people. I said He's still anointing people. Men and women. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Both of those words, that name, you read Scripture, sometimes it says Jesus Christ, sometimes it says Christ Jesus, sometimes it doesn't say Jesus, it just says Christ. Sometimes it doesn't say Christ, it just says Jesus.
Right.
It's because different things are being emphasized.
Amen.
Here, Jesus of Nazareth, His deity is not being emphasized. Jesus was His name. Nazareth is where He's from.
Yep.
That's like saying Bob from Branson.
Yeah.
That's right. He was not emphasizing His deity. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. And He went about doing what?
Good.
Doing good. What's this anointing for?
Good.
Oh, the anointing removes the burden and destroys the yoke. And that's good, good, good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.